It all starts with an invitation to experience Lexus. To start the ignition. To feel confident. To be connected to everything. It starts as an invitation to drive a Lexus vehicle. But it becomes a dynamic experience. The Invitation to Lexus sales event. Your invitation is always open. But the offers only last through March 31st. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Click the banner to discover more.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of The Sports Market here on Shooting the Sports Ish. I'm your host, Cameron Manning, and welcome to the beginning of the NBA season. The NBA starts tonight. If you guys are listening to this any other day, then the NBA has already started. We're really excited about that. Before we get going, make sure to head to just below this video. If you could click the notification button, go ahead and subscribe. You can follow us on Twitter at ShootSportsIsh. Follow our guys, @SymbolExchange on Twitter, and it's symbol.app if you want to get set up. This show is brought to you in conjunction with symbol.app, which is a full working real money market for sports, where sports teams are turned into stocks and they're bought and sold. We have the NFL that is ending, and we have the NBA what is starting. The top story for tonight, if you follow Symbol, if you're trading on Symbol like I am and like so many other people are, we have this. The bottom of the NFL market just fell out the other day. Oh my goodness. People were getting ready to get the NBA season underway, that they pulled money out of their NFL stocks and started to put them into some NBA stocks. So we're working on diversifying what we have between the NFL and the NBA. And these NFL teams felt it, man. These stocks dropped severely. I mean, there were 30, 40, 50, 60% drops from one week to the next that happened. Let's see, this is the 22nd. So late this last weekend. So somewhere around the 19th or the 20th, I believe. These teams just had the bottom fall out of them. The Lions, the Giants, the Washington football team, and the Bengals all fall, just free fall to the bottom. The Bengals, you can now purchase at $9 a share. Their stock at $9 a share. The Washington football team and the New York Giants, who are competing to win the division and host a playoff game. The Washington football team at 6-8 is $10. They're hovering right around $10 a share right now, but they've got some sellers at $18. So there's a big difference there between they have an offer to buy at 10 and then they have an offer to sell at 18. So there's a definite amount of movement there. The Lions averaging their stock right now at $13 a share. They've got sellers at $17 and purchasers at $11. And then the Bengals have buyers at $12 and $9. But they've got sellers at $17 and $18. So it is absolute madness what happened the other day with this stock. I mean, I know, you know, I took my portfolio took a pretty nice hit as well. Let's just look at some of these teams as far as the Chargers down 42%, the Bengals down 50%, Washington down 37%, the Browns almost down 40% from where they were. This was an incredible, incredible fall what happened here. The Browns, So this was about the 17th or the 18th. On the 18th, at the 17th, the 12-17, December 17th, the Browns were $25 a stock, which is right at their peak. December 19th, they're at $15 a share for their stock. I mean, and this is across the board. This isn't just, I mean, half the NFL teams took a hit, such as the Browns did. You have the teams at the very top that will kind of hold steady, but I mean, it was, it's nuts. It's nuts. You could see the movement from one market to the other. People were, you know, the NFL season is coming to an end. The NBA season is starting to pick up. It's also the first year that these NBA stocks are available. They just launched last week. They're actually still doing a few promotions over at Symbol for NBA stocks. If you're interested in that, at Symbol Exchange on Twitter, symbol.app is their website, www.symbol.app. If you go on there and sign up, we have a link that we're going to put in the description. If you click on that link from where you're watching us here on YouTube, it'll take you straight to the Symbol website and you can get set up there if you aren't set up yet. If you are set up, highly advise you heading over to their Twitter or being on the lookout for your weekly emails. And they'll be telling you about some of the promotions that they have going on. So really, really interesting. The Steelers, another team that's probably going to take a dive. I mean, they lost to the Bengals, the 2-10 Bengals on Monday. So a tough one for them. The top of the leaderboard, your Chiefs, your Packers, Saints, Seahawks, pretty much stands to reason everybody that's up there. The Cardinals have been dropping recently, really since about 11, from November 22nd, they were at their peak at $29.5 per share. And now they're at $21 per share. So in a month, we've had a decrease of, you know, effectively from $30 to $20. We've had a decrease for them over the span of 4 weeks. They are now below their starting price at the beginning of the season. So they have now fallen into the negative for the whole season. They're down almost 6.5% from the very start. The Dolphins have had a nice climb so far this year. There's a few spikes, nothing too crazy though, but they're staying on the positive side. The Bills at 11-3, people are still trying to figure out exactly what they are. There's been a decrease as far as they're having lower highs, but their lows are flat, right? So we have a flat line. It's not going any lower than a certain level, but they're getting lower highs. So we're coming into a little wedge here. I'm going to have something where I can draw here in a little bit, but we're coming into a little wedge here where it's either going to explode up or it's going to explode down. And we're going to have a big move from the Bills. At 11-3, Josh Allen is figuring some stuff out. They're getting back to being healthy. They've locked up the playoffs, they've locked up the division. They're in the playoffs. Chance for this Bills team to make a deep run that some people may or may not expect them to make. I would expect the Bills to not be at $26 a share. I would expect them to have a big move upward. There's a lot of upward mobility with those guys. The Raiders, really a tough month, from $26 to $20. In the last month, tough fall for them. The Rams as well. I mean, the Rams on December 15th, the Rams were at $28.50 a share. December 21st, they're at $16. they have fallen 12 just by dollars. Just by dollars, they have lost $12.50 in value over the last 6 days, just in dollars, right? So now we put that into percentages. They're $3 below their starting price right now. They're almost down 16% for the year. So they're in the negative now as well, as are some other teams. I actually really like the Rams right here at $16. They're undervalued. They're looked at negatively because of the loss to the Jets, which is what it is. That's a tough one. But I kind of like the Rams there at 9-6. They're valued right now at about $16. There's offers to buy at 16, but the only offers that you're going to have to sell are at 23. Even buying the Rams at 23 is still a steal, because 5 days ago they were at almost $30, almost $29. So you're still getting them $6 cheaper in the span of 3 or 4 days. And I still think there's value there to be had moving forward. The Browns, I don't get this. I don't understand why people don't like the Browns. They're 10-4. They've got a chance to win the division. And they're valued right now at $15 a share. There's offers to buy at 16 and 17. There's offers to sell at 23. So we have a big disparity there as to what the value of the Browns are worth. This team is 10-4. They have a chance to win the division. They're going to make the playoffs. I don't understand this. I don't understand this weird thing that the Browns have going on. And right there at the $15 mark, with the Browns, another 10-4 team, the Tennessee Titans, valued at $15 a share. We've got sellers at 26 and buyers at 16. So we have a $10 disparity as far as who's where they're bidding and where they're asking. So for those of you that don't know, a bid is when you put in where you want to buy something at that price. So if you are a buyer, you're going to put a bid in for that thing at that price. If you're asking, that means you have it and you're looking to sell it. So you're asking for a certain price. So right now, if I am a holder of a Browns stock, which I am, and I am asking for $27 for you to buy my stock, that is my ask. That's my asking price because I own it. If you were bidding to get a Brown stock at $27, or if you wanted to buy a Brown stock at $27, you would be bidding on that thing because you don't have it, but you have the money for it. Whereas if I'm the owner, I have it, and now I want the money. So that's where we get bid and ask from. That's just for people that are new to the game, that are new to the financial world and the investing world and the trading world. That's one of the things that Symbol really wants to do, and one of the things that I've bought in fully with him is they want to use this as an educational platform, right? So we're teaching financial lingo education, financial education in that sense, so people can kind of understand what's happening, because everybody knows that the stock market exists, but people don't really understand the lingo, and they try and throw out big corporate phrases and big words that people think they don't understand. It's not terribly hard, right? If you've ever been to an auction in your life, or some version of a high school auction, or an actual auction, or a whatever, silent auction. If you bid on something, that means you have the money, they have the thing, and you want the thing. That's what a bid is. An ask is when I have the thing and I'm asking for a set price for it so that you can have it. That's the only difference. The bidder has the money. The asker has the thing. And when the bidder and the asker, which I don't know if it's a word, but it is now, when the bidder and the asker come together on the sum, the amount of money, the exchange happens. The asker gets the money. The bidder gets, in this case, that particular stock, whatever it might be. So undervalued right now are the Titans and the Browns. Severely overvalued. Excuse me, I'm yawning. I apologize. The Jets, the Jaguars and the Jets have just, they've almost gotten better over the last week. The Jaguars are valued at $15.25 a stock, and the Jets are valued at $15.85 a stock. So the value of these two teams, I believe, is directly correlated to whoever's going to get Trevor Lawrence, right? We don't know who it is. Right now, the Jaguars are in the driver's seat. I'd imagine as soon as the season ends and we know whether the Jets or the Jaguars are going to get them or going to get Trevor, the other stock will probably be just offloaded. I think people are buying and holding right now in hopes that maybe the Jaguars win another game and the Jets sneak back into the number one spot, or everything stays level, the Jaguars end up getting the number one spot. How nuts is that, that the Jaguars have a chance to land Trevor Lawrence? Anyways, absolutely crazy. The Bears fall from grace. The Chargers, $14 a share. Big value there, 5-9. Moving forward, so huge value for the Chargers, for the Giants, for the Washington football team, for the Bengals. The Falcons, even at 4-10, are valued at $13 a share right now. There's offers to sell at $15. So you can actually buy this stock right now at $15 a share. I don't hate that price at $15. I actually think that's a pretty decent price moving forward to next year. People are going to be hung up on who is their next head coach. Totally makes sense. But, you know, there's definitely a lot of value there in the NFL. It's been nuts, man. This NFL week, it broke my brain. I was supposed to do this podcast like yesterday, and my brain just hurt. I was talking with Kenneth and some of the other guys, or Kenneth, you know, over at Symbol, and oh my gosh, when I saw that, just watching the fluctuation of all of the money, not all of the money, but a lot of the money coming out of that market, going into the NBA market. Again, it's something that is going to teach us financial education. When a particular sector gets hot, you're going to see an abundance of money thrown into that hot sector because that's the thing that everybody's going after right now. And that's what this is. By the time the NFL preseason comes back around for the next year, money will be flown, will start flowing back into the NFL. So it's cyclical. People want something that is going to be active, and to have a place like Symbol where the two major sports on American soil can be traded. It takes you the whole year. If the NFL isn't going, the NBA is. If the NBA isn't going, the NFL is. So it's a nice little trade-off that keeps you invested and interested throughout the entire year. But that's enough of the NFL. So breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. The NBA season is upon us. Looking at it here, the Lakers atop the throne at $36 a share. The Bucks second at $34.82. The Celtics third at $32.07. The Clippers fourth, tied for third at $32.07. The Nets at $31.38. The Sixers at $30.69. The Heat also at $30.69. The Nuggets also at $30.69. And the Mavericks, $29.31. That's every stock basically from $29 up. The people at the top make sense. I actually think it's very interesting that the Nets are valued less than the Celtics are. I think it kind of makes sense. The Celtics, we kind of saw what they were last year. The Nets, we still haven't seen them because KD is now officially healthy. We're going to see that in a little while. I think the Sixers are going to be a very interesting group. I would have said that they were going to be overvalued, but with Morey at the helm, with Doc at the helm, the Sixers are very interesting this year. Very interesting as a team and as a stock. There are still rumors that they may move Ben Simmons for James Harden. That's really the main talk right now off the court, is where's James Harden going? I have heard Simmons for Harden. The Celtics tried to go get Tyler Hero and some others from the Heat. The Celtics, did I just say that? I'm sorry. The Rockets tried to get Tyler Hero and a package from the Heat. The Heat said no. The Celtics are interested, and it's a package that would involve Jaylen Brown and other players. The Raptors are sort of in on a package that the Rockets are trying to convince them to build around Pascal Siakam. That would be very interesting. There's rumblings of a Nuggets deal that could send Harden to the Nuggets to pair with Jamal Murray and Jokic, and I can't put a lot of stake into this, but I read it a couple of different places. There were rumblings that they would trade Harden to Denver for Jamal Murray and a couple other players and a handful of picks. Now, everybody who just heard me say that, who is an NBA fan, knows that if Denver did either one of those deals, that would be one of the dumber decisions that the Denver franchise has ever made in their life. And I agree with you. But as a Rockets fan, I kind of want them to trade us Jamal Murray. You know, I kind of do. But that's really the biggest off the court thing right now that's happening, is the James Harden trade. Everybody's kind of on a lookout. The only thing I would expect to have happen is maybe the Rockets stock may drop a little bit once they get rid of Harden, depending on who they get back. Now, if the Rockets get back Simmons, maybe another player and a couple of picks, maybe if they get back Siakam, it might be very different. If they got back Jamal Murray, I'm sure it would be very different. But I would imagine that based on wherever Harden goes, the thing you're most likely to see is the Rockets stock will probably regress a little bit. The Rockets right now are $24.48 a share. There's already offers to sell at $24.48, but there are only offers to buy at $21. So the buyers and the sellers are off there by about $3 or so. Not too bad. Not too bad at all. The Lakers are very interesting, though, because... let me get to there. The Lakers have a wide gap that they're dealing with here. So there's offers to buy the Lakers at $30, but there's offers to sell them at $44 and $45. So the buyers and the sellers are very different right now as far as the available stocks that can be purchased or can be bought. Very different. So... the buyers trying to maybe lowball. I can't imagine this Lakers stock going below 30. I just can't. I can't imagine that. I think that the NBA, especially because, and for those that don't know, there's payouts for NFL, right? So if I own the stock of an NFL team, say the Chiefs, every time the Chiefs win, I get 50 cents. I get a 50 cent payout automatically. Anytime they lose, I don't lose anything. I only gain 50 cents when they win. Well, with NBA teams, it's a 10 cents. You get 10 cents for every game that they win. So there's value in buying a team like the Lakers that could win 40-something games, buying them at 30, you know, when the NBA market opened, buying them at 33. having an opportunity to get $4.5 or $5 back, especially going into the postseason. There's a little bit of value there on that. So that's also something that you have to take into effect. A couple of things. One, you're going to get a 10 cent payout on any team that wins. So looking at teams towards the top of the table is always a good thing to do. The second thing you need to know is it's 10 cents per win. So you have to factor that in. So whatever games they win times 0.1 is what your immediate payout would be. And the third thing is there's 10 less games this season. So instead of playing an 82-game season, we're playing a 72-game season. So just some small things you have to think about there. We're going to look kind of in the middle now. Again, the top really, Laker, Bucks, Celtics, Clippers, Nets. Standard, I would say. I thought the Nuggets might be a little bit higher. But right in the middle, we've got teams like Jazz, Pacers, Suns. Hawks are a very interesting team right now. They're at $25.17 a share right now. There are plenty of offers to sell at the current price. So if you wanted to get in on Atlanta for a current price, you have all the people who would be willing to give you that Hawks price at that particular package or that particular number. The Pelicans, also at $25.17, the offers for the Pelicans to sell, actually a little bit higher. So it lets me know that people are a little bit higher on the Pelicans than they are on the Hawks. Because some stockholders are already willing to give up, not to give up, but to sell shares of the Hawks, where Pelicans owners may not be as ready and as willing to sell the Pelicans at the current moment. Really, what I want to draw your attention to, and this is fascinating to me, the Golden State Warriors are also valued at $25.17. Now, I know Clay going down is tough, and I get that. But Wiseman was a good pickup. Steph is healthy. You have a good core around them. You have a guy like Kelly Oubre. Draymond's back, so you have a good core. This can be a fun team. They're going to have a big test tonight. They open with the Nets, so this is opening night of the NBA. Whenever you're watching this moving forward, this tonight where we're recording this is opening night. I like the Rockets at that $25 mark. I think that's they're very undervalued there. And then towards the bottom, you have the Magic at 22, the Grizzlies at 21, the Knicks are at 15.50, the Cavs are at 15.50, the Thunder at 16.21. A really interesting one, though, the Kings are under $20 in value, which I think is really good value at 1965. There's an offer to sell at 23.50. There still may be some shares available for the Kings that you don't have to buy the 23.50 right now. That's something that I definitely have you guys look into. But very interested in the fact that the Kings are an under $20 stock right now. Also, very strange, the Hornets. Rozier's there. LaMelo was the big get for this offseason. Michael Jordan seems to have some guys around him that are getting good pieces. I think they overpaid for Rozier. I think that's kind of well known by the league. They absolutely overpaid for Gordon Hayward. Holy crap. Good for Gordon Hayward and his agent. Gordon Hayward's agent should teach a class in college about something because holy cow. Gordon Hayward has one Western Conference All-Star appearance when he was in Utah. And he parlayed that one Western Conference All-Star appearance into $200 million. Good for him. Good for his agent. The Timberwolves at $20. First pick, Anthony Edwards. You're coming back with the core group that you had last year. You're adding a guy like Edwards. So the Timberwolves at $20 a stock. Very interesting. The Hornets, as we were talking about, at $17.58 a stock. I'm actually interested in the Hornets. I don't know. I'm not saying that they're going to make like a run to the two or three seed. It's not anything like that. I'm just kind of interested where they're going to be that 17 range sounds good. They should be a lower ended stock right now. But very interested long term where they're going to be. This year, a team like Toronto is at $28. That's a right now winning team that I think would bring great value at under $30. The Blazers, $27.93. The Jazz, also at $27.93. The Suns, $26.55, could be a lot of fun at $26.55. So I think there's really great value for some of these NBA teams towards the middle. The Lakers, you're going to get exactly what you expect. The Bucks, you're going to get exactly what you expect. The Celtics, what you expect. The Clippers, regular season wise, we're pretty sure you're going to get what you're going to get with them, which is going to be a lot of regular season wins, a deep run into the playoffs, possibly. The Nets are really the wild card. The wild card factor there is just Kevin Durant coming back. He's played in the preseason, so we've seen him. So far, he looks good. What percentage of Kevin Durant are we going to get back? I think we're going to get back a really good version of Kevin Durant. And I mean, I think he's all but locked up comeback player of the year already. And tip-off hasn't just started for them. So some really good value here for some of these teams. The Grizzlies, the Memphis Grizzlies at $21.72. Very interesting there with Memphis and what they're trying to do with Triple J and Ja. And that's going to be a fun squad down there in Memphis for the Grizzlies. So excited about that. Excited about the NBA season to be back. This is going to be a lot of fun. This is going to give us two sports to talk about. Always excited to talk about more than one set of stocks. Excuse me. Always excited to talk about more than just one set of stocks. Again, the NFL, if you want to buy teams for value, do it right now with the season coming to an end. A lot of people are transferring money into their NBA stocks to diversify a little bit, give themselves a chance to win more up front by getting the 10-cent payout every time your stock wins a game. So I would look into that if you have NFL stocks and you're interested in diversifying a little bit. I would look into selling a couple of NFL stocks if you can for some value and moving some money into some NBA stocks that you see. But, I'm going to be back next week. Be here once a week. I'm always on Twitter. You can find me. My handle is covered up a little bit. This is my handle. It's at CM Says Stuff. We're brought to you by StreamYard. StreamYard is absolutely incredible. If you need a streaming service or capabilities to record things, to go live on YouTube and all of these other platforms, I would highly encourage you looking to StreamYard. Everybody at STSI uses it. They're absolutely incredible, and what they do is absolutely phenomenal. But again, on Twitter, I'm at CM Says Stuff. We're on Twitter at Shoot Sports Ish, as well as Instagram at Shoot Sports Ish. You can check us out at shootingthesportsish.com. We have a ton of written content by some incredible sports writers. Would urge you to check them out. Head over to www.symbol.app as well. They have weekly emails that go out about twice a week that update you specifically about what's going on with your portfolio, and then also gives you an update what's going on with the company, what's new, promotions that are coming out, things that are starting. This was a great way to end 2020 by introducing a new sport to take stock in. Do not be surprised if early in 2021, the third sport comes around. I don't have any confirmed knowledge or anything. This is just my thought. With the way that everybody reacted and has reacted to being able to trade NBA stock, would not be surprised if the diamond in the dugout show up pretty soon here to assemble. I don't know. That's just my guess. If I had to guess, I'd say first quarter. Q1, we may very well have Major League Baseball on symbol. I hope so. I wish those guys nothing but success. They're incredible. And I say that as somebody that uses their platform and commits some of my, you know, a handful of my time every week to help them in what they're doing. I don't get anything back from it. I'm doing this just out of pure joy and excitement and love for what they have going on. And investing and trading is something that I'm very much into and excited about. So being able to do this every week with those guys is absolutely incredible. They are phenomenal at what they're doing. Please reach out to them. If you're interested, if you're just hearing about this for the first time, hit me up on Twitter, hit them up on Twitter. We'll answer all your questions. We'll get you going. They'll get you going in the right direction. And then you can come invest with us and it's going to be a lot of fun. So for that, guys, I'm going to hop out of here. Appreciate your time. Hope you guys have a great rest of your week. Christmas is coming up. We're in the holiday season, whatever your holiday is. Happy holidays to you. If I don't, I won't see you before then. To those of you that celebrate it, Merry Christmas. I hope you have an awesome time with families and friends and loved ones, whether it's in person, depending on the state you're living in, or it's over Zoom, or it's over some form of communication. I hope you have the ability to spend time with them. So that's from everybody here at STSI and from me here from the sports market. We wish you happy holidays, whatever you're celebrating. Christmas is coming up. If you're celebrating that, we wish you a Merry Christmas. And we're going to talk to you guys soon. Be smart. Do your due diligence. Invest wisely. Trade wisely. Happy trading. And we'll talk to you guys soon. Awkward pause.